coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the owner of Evidence of You Photography, David Merriam. How you doing, David?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on an early Monday morning.
It definitely is morning.
You started this business recently, right?
Yes and no. I actually started it back in 2019, but I had a house fire that caused everything to stop. Everything just was at a trickle, but now I'm 100% back into it.
All right.
So it's kind of like starting over, but I'm on like square number two.
Gotcha. We're going to talk to David about Evidence of You Photography and a whole lot more coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, August 18th.
The city of Auburn is considering a moratorium on needle exchange programs. The city manager, Phil Crowell, said the moratorium is intended to protect public health, safety, and welfare while the city evaluates best practices, legal considerations, and potential impacts on the community. The city will meet this week to debate the proposal.
Former Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Nirav Shah is considering a run for governor. The 48-year-old Brunswick resident became the face of Maine's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and was a top federal health official during the Biden administration. He would join a field of 18 candidates who have already declared for the 2026 race.
After 41 years of service, Captain Wallace Vayu has retired from the Lewiston Fire Department. Captain Vayu was hired in 1983, promoted to lieutenant in 1992, and captain in 2011. He spent many years as an A-shift lieutenant on Ladder 1 and a shift commander on Unit 415.
And yesterday's wind and rain brought a premature end to the final day of the Lewiston-Auburn Balloon Festival. Aww. Overall, the weekend was a huge success with beautiful weather and plenty of fun and entertainment. Next year's festival is already scheduled for August 14th through the 16th.
It was a great weekend, wasn't it?
It was awesome.
How about the weather this week?
Weather, weather, weather. Weather, 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 weather. Weather, weather is the best. Is the best. Weather, weather, weather.
What'd you think of that?
That was actually quite comical, to be honest with you.
Perfect. That's what we were going for.
Yep.
The weather. Sunshine gives way to clouds this afternoon. We'll have a high of 72 and a low of 51. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 70 and a low of 50. Partly sunny on Wednesday with highs in the low 70s.
In sports, the Red Sox lost to the Miami Marlins 5-3. Boston will host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at 7 with Dustin May on the bump.
The Red Sox may have found a solution at first base. Boston is expected to finalize a deal with 30-year-old former Silver Slugger and Gold Glove winner Nathaniel Lowe, who was recently designated for assignment by the Washington Nationals.
And Maine racing legend Ricky Craven has purchased Speedway 95 in Herman, Maine. Craven made his NASCAR debut at Oxford Plains Speedway and is the only Maine driver to win a NASCAR event. He said, quote, "I am dedicating the rest of my life to a track that has been part of my DNA for many years."
Oh.
That is your news, weather, and sports. And now it's time for the podcast segment that is sweeping the Twin Cities. It's time for famous people birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for August the 18th, shall we?
Sure.
All right. We're going to start off with comedian Andy Samberg. 47 years old today. He was on Saturday Night Live, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he was also in one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, boy.
Hot Rod. In 2007. David, you familiar with that one?
I can't say I am. I don't watch a whole lot of television.
It's really dumb. But it's funny.
I would have been impressed if you had heard of it.
Christian Slater, 56 years old today.
I know him.
Have you ever seen the movie Heathers, Pam?
No.
That was That wasn't his first movie, but it's the one where he became Christian Slater. It came out in 89, and Winona Ryder was in it as well.
Okay.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really well done.
Right.
Christian was also in Young Guns 2.
Yeah.
And Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and True Romance, Pump Up the Volume, Gleaming the Cube. He's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Actor Edward Norton, also 56 years old today. He was in American History X.
Fight Club.
Where he...
We don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to mention Fight Club, but we just don't talk about it. Yeah, American History X, he played a redeemed neo-Nazi in that movie in 98. And then in 99, let's go ahead and talk about it, Fight Club.
That was a great movie.
Right?
Did anybody expect that?
Not really sure, to be honest with you.
I don't think anybody expected the ending of that.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it all the way through.
What?
Yeah, I know. I don't watch a lot of good movies, David.
Was his other personality? It wasn't an actual.
Well, I did see the end.
Okay.
I just didn't see whatever led up
to
it. He was also in Red Dragon, it was a prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, okay.
Kingdom of Heaven and The Incredible Hulk. Comedian and actor Dennis Leary, 68 years old today.
That is he really?
Blows my mind. That wow. Dennis Leary is 68 years
almost
old.
Almost 70.
Pushing 70.
I didn't think he was, I thought he was like in his 40s when I first was introduced to him, but I guess he was like in his early 50s at that point.
His big stand-up special, No Cure for Cancer, came out in 1993, and he's been in some films as well, like Judgment Night and Wag the Dog, Operation Dumbo Drop as well.
can't leave that one out.
No, can't leave that one out. It just goes to show you that Dennis Leary can be in a family movie as well, right? What range he has.
I was going to say, wasn't he also in a TV series?
He was. Yes. Yeah, it was called Rescue Me. Yeah, about firefighters. That ran from 2004 to 2011.
Yeah, I actually really liked that show. That was a good show.
Yeah, I didn't know he did voice work in A Bug's Life and Ice Age.
Yes. Yeah, he was a saber-toothed tiger in Ice Age. I don't know what he was in A Bug's Life.
Francis.
All right.
Whatever that was.
Comedian Elaine Boozler, 73 years old today. She was huge in the 80s, one of the OGs of female comedy. And she was the type of comedian, Pam, where she would refuse to go on stage until she had a check in her hand, and that check was for the same amount as the male headliner the night before.
All right.
She was a badass.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Rolling Stone named her the first lady of stand-up in 1988. She was listed in the 50 best stand-up comics of all time in 2017. And let's see, rounding out FPBs for August the 18th is actor Robert Redford. What a legend.
Mm-hmm.
89 years old today.
Ooh, congratulations.
Right?
I love baseball, so when I think of Robert Redford, I think of The Natural. But I know he's been in a lot of other stuff as well. Yeah, he's been in everything. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid in 1969, The Candidate in 72, All the President's Men in 76.
A River Runs Through It.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Those are your FPBs for August the 18th. Now it's time for some OTDs.
Get ready.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Right? David's rocking out.
We're multi-talented in this room. Notice I wasn't part of any of the singing.
I got the air guitar going on.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. How about 11 years ago in 2014, Taylor Swift released Shake It Off. The video now has 3.5 billion views. You can't say Shake It Off without in the back of your head going, Shake It Off.
Right?
All right. How about 19 years ago in 2006, Snakes on a Plane was released, starring Samuel L. Jackson as an FBI agent trying to keep a witness alive aboard an overseas flight.
Try saying that five times.
Right?
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a tongue twister. I'm not very good at reading the news.
I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to guess a few MFers.
Oh, tons.
Tons. He mixed a few of those in.
Samuel L. Jackson. Good guess.
Thanks. I'm not a betting man, but if I were.
I have to say this one 33 years ago. The number 33 is great. In 1992, Boston Celtics superstar Larry Bird announced his retirement. In his 13 seasons, he was MVP three times, played in 12 All-Star games, and hit double figures in points, rebounds, and assists 69 times.
He was pretty good. Those were the days back in the mid to late 80s when the Celtics were just unstoppable.
Yeah. All right, and lastly, 56 years ago, in 1969, the original Woodstock ended. Jimi Hendrix was the final performer. He took the stage at 8 a.m. on a Monday morning after most of the weekend crowd had already left. His set list included Purple Haze, Foxy Lady, Voodoo Child, and the Star Spangled Banner.
That must have been surreal.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix play the Star Spangled Banner on a Monday morning at Woodstock.
Oh, that must have been epic.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for August the 18th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now, we shift focus fully to our guest in studio, owner of Evidence of You Photography, David Merriam. And David, we got to talk to you a little bit at the Chamber Breakfast last week. That was just like a 3 to 4 minute interview, but today we're going to get into it.
I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, you.
You didn't know what you were in for.
You shared with us last week that you've had a camera in your hand since you were 6 years old.
Yes. Right?
Do you remember that camera?
I do. I don't know if you remember the outdoor disposable cameras that were like really small, didn't have a flash on them or anything like that. It was Christmas Eve when I got this thing. And I was at my grandparents' house, and I was so excited to have it that I completely did the entire roll of film that night. So, of course, when I had it developed or my mom developed it for me, nothing came out except like this little tiny dark red dot on one photo. And I remember going over to 1 Hour Photo over at Rite Aid at the time.
Yeah.
And not a thing came out.
Yeah.
But just getting that one little dot, I'm like, I can do this. So, and then one of the major people that actually helped move me forward with photography and saw that I actually had a want and desire for it was my grandmother. And she used to give me her old 35mm point and shoot cameras. And I remember that the one I had, it was, I don't know, it had to have been about that big.
Yeah.
Somewhere around 7 by 4 inches, about almost 2 inches thick, so you can get the film and stuff in it. And I had that one for the longest time. So, and then I got into high school where I kind of really started getting more into understanding the concept of photography and really want to focus on the artistic side of everything. So I did almost 2 years worth of high school photography, and then everything else is just self-taught.
So did they have a program in your high school for photography?
Yeah. We actually had the OGs, the original SLR cameras with the black and white film.
Mm-hmm.
We had the black room and all that stuff. It was so much fun. And then, of course, I'm over there trying to do, like, double exposures on the camera and trying to figure out all this other stuff and try to do focal points of point of view and all that. So it definitely makes it exciting.
Yeah, and we should let our younger listeners know that there was a time back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth that you actually had to put film into a camera and you didn't know what you had until maybe – sometimes you had to wait a day or two.
Oh, sometimes the film would sit on your shelf for a year before you got it developed.
Right.
But film's coming back.
Yeah.
Film is coming back. I've run into a lot of photographers that are starting to shoot film again. By the way, you just made me feel like I'm like 60 years old. I'm only 40, and I'm just like, oh, I have a mind of a 23-year-old.
People got to know where we came from.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you would have to take the – after you were done shooting, you'd have to take the film out of your camera, bring it to a drugstore or a standalone one-hour photo mat.
Or mail it out.
It took
3 weeks for it to come back.
Remember the times when you used to go to weddings and there was disposable cameras on every table and take pictures with them and then the bride and groom would take them and have them developed and there'd be like one or two photos on every camera that was actually like a photo you'd want to keep.
Yeah.
Are those days.
Either that or the parents would give the cameras to the kids.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you got like pictures of people's shoes or somebody's nose. Yep.
And now pictures are uploaded while the event is happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah, everyone can see it.
I can walk around town. I'll ask people, hey, you want a free digital photo? I'll take their photo with my professional camera. Yeah. I'll tap the camera with my cell phone. I can do a quick edit on my phone and then send it to you via text message.
Yeah.
And it's completely crazy.
Yeah. Just because I'm a photography nerd as well, what are you shooting now?
I actually have a Sony a7R III. It's a 42-megapixel camera. Mm-hmm. I also have a G-series lens, which is a permanent f2.8. And I believe that's a 16 to 32, mm-hmm. 35, something around those lines. I really should have brought my equipment with me, but I have quite a few different lenses too. One also being a permanent 35mm lens as well.
You mentioned that film is making a comeback.
Yes.
Are you excited about that or do you prefer shooting digital?
I like digital because you can kind of see what you're doing right then and there. But with film, you kind of get that nostalgic look without having to do a whole lot of post-production.
Right.
Which can actually make it a lot of fun, especially with a more modern twist. And even then, even if you don't want film, they actually have cameras that are just 35mm fixed. So you still get that look without having all the film as well.
Huh. I'm on your website right now, evidenceofyou.com. You have some fantastic wedding photos.
Thank you.
Up here. All of your work is just top notch. You do weddings, boudoir.
Yep.
Photography as well, corporate. You have photo booth rentals?
Yeah, right now I just have the one booth. It's an 8x10 backdrop, which we can customize to your event. We can add a second backdrop if that's something that you would like for an additional charge. And we provide professional lighting. I will either be the one manning the booth if that's the only thing I have going on for that event, or I'll have somebody else manning it for me if I'm your photographer for your wedding. And you can get instant 4x6 prints right on site for all of your guests.
Oh, wow.
And it's unlimited prints for the duration of the rental. We have 2, 4, and 6 hour rental times where you can actually add additional time if your event goes longer.
Oh, my goodness. I just noticed you have a picture of Tim Rucker on your client gallery.
I saw it right away.
All right. Well, this interview's over, David. Thanks for your time.
Well, in my defense, he was the first one I ran into over at the Toast
of
Tourism.
And he's more than happy to let you take his picture.
Now we love Tim. He is Mr. Out and About for Uncle Andy's Digest. And you also have someone here from the Lewiston Skate Park. So you shoot everything.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to find my permanent niche. I'm actually trying to set up with a couple of my previous clients to do some underwater photography.
Ooh.
Or portraits. I saw that online. The downside to that, though, is I need to have some safeties with me because it can get a little dangerous. I mean, you're dealing with water, and it's also very nerve-wracking for me to take my very expensive camera and dunk it under the water.
Right?
So
it goes against everything.
Absolutely.
Chill.
Absolutely. And all I have protecting it is like the silicone casing with glass on either side of it. So it's one of those, I haven't done it yet, but I really want to do it. So...
The Auburn Car Show ones too.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones I actually just did on. Those are Saturday.
Do you have a preference on what you like to shoot?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I like to show people how I see the world because I'm starting to realize, and I know it's taken me 40 years to realize this, that I see the world a little differently than other people, and I'm assuming everybody does. Everybody sees the world from their own perspective, and if I can actually share how I see it through my own eyes and get the art and the passion behind it, it's definitely well worth it.
Is that something you can verbalize, how you see the world?
I don't really think so, and it's really because I don't really know how other people see it. So, I mean, especially when it comes to the colors, because for the longest time, I used to be all natural, no editing, just take the shot, move on. And then a friend of mine looked at me and went, you really need to edit these photos. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, you keep saying that you have what you want, but it's not what you see. They were like, you need to bring the colors out. That's the way that photography is going. You got to edit. You got to bring colors out. You got to sharpen. You got to do a bunch of stuff. So I started doing it. And then I realized that that's how I was seeing the world. It's not necessarily how my camera is seeing it, but
right.
It's how I'm seeing it. And it definitely helped out a lot.
Do you prefer to shoot or edit?
I prefer to shoot because editing takes so much time. And it's that age-old argument where you can shoot 1,000 photos. Well, you're now going to spend 10 minutes on every single photo. As a photographer, we look at every little aspect of that image. So that little fleck of dust or something that's on your shirt, we see that. You might not see it, but we see that. We're going to remove that and edit. And it can take so long. So 10 minutes times 1,000 photos. Yeah. We're trying to go through these photos as fast as we can. Mm-hmm. The hardest part for me when it comes to photography is trying to reduce the number of photos I'm giving clients.
Right.
Because I'll do a half hour, 1 hour shoot with some of my clients, and I've got 150 photos to choose from. And then so I'll divide that in half because I double photo because people will blink in the middle. Never fails.
That's why some more than others. Show, we're going to take a selfie and I'll take 4 or 5 of them. Like, oh, you took a lot there. And I'm like, someone's always blinking.
Somebody's always blinking or somebody's always looking in another direction. And so you can divide that by half. So now you're down to 75 photos. Well, now you have a bunch of photos where somebody's wearing a hat. So you're going to lighten up the face so that you can get the shadow out so that they're matching everybody else in that photo. It all takes time. Just because you're paying for that 1 hour photo shoot, you're not paying just for the 1 hour photo shoot. You're paying for the post-production. You're paying for the delivery.
I know. It's funny. There was a photo shooter's story that I had a photographer do a photo shoot for, and I was like, just send me the raw photos. I'm like, I know we have a lot of stuff to do around this setup because I was there during the photo shoot. And they sent me the raw photos. I'm like, wow, they really do a lot of stuff before they send them to me. And I knew that, but just like getting the raw photos versus having them send me not raw, they're already done post-production stuff, but still we were going to have to do things to it. And they knew that, but they still sent me stuff that was edited. There's just a huge difference.
And for me, I don't like giving out raw photos to clients just because I know I'm not perfect when it comes to the framing, but being able to frame it properly. Today, everything is all about now. Yep. Back in the day, you could be sitting at a photo shoot for 3 hours and get 4 photos. And I'm talking like the old school camera where it's like a big giant flash. Mm-hmm. And it's because you had to make sure you had the shot before you took the shot. Now it's just like click, 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 click. Okay, now I'm going to go through these 20,000 photos to get that one shot.
Right.
So to just give somebody all the raw images, it's my art.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of my art. So if it was a contract situation, that might be a different story. But when it comes to me photographing events, photographing weddings and things along those lines, I am personally going to touch every single photo to make sure it is something that I approve to give. And with that also being said, I also guarantee my photo shoots. So if you don't like what I did the first time, I will reshoot for free. If you still don't like it, I will retain every single photo that I've given you. I will give you your money back, and I will wish you adieu. Because apparently my style is not what you're looking for, and I understand that.
Right.
I'm producing a product that I want you to be happy with, because like my name says, this is the evidence we're leaving behind. This is the evidence of you that we're passing on to generations moving forward.
Yeah, no, I only asked that because I didn't want them to spend the time doing what I knew I was going to want for it. And yeah, we have a contract and like I pay a certain fee for different photo shoots. And I was like, I know I'm not paying you enough to achieve what I'm looking for, like in the final product. Again, we were going to be doing a lot of like color adjusting and Photoshop stuff to create the look I was really going for. So it wasn't because I didn't think that they could do it.
It was definitely the great thing,
please don't do more work than I'm paying you for.
Right. I mean, and that's the great thing with the technology nowadays, too. I know that there's a couple different types of editing software that are out there. For me, I use Lightroom and Adobe Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing what you can do in post-production nowadays compared to what you were limited in a dark room.
Right.
I mean, there's so much, especially nowadays, that you can do on a computer.
And some people can do it on the first take.
Yeah.
But not a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, I will say the person that I have doing a lot of the editing and adjusting to our magazine as a whole, LA Metro, she was happy to get the raw photos.
Yeah.
Because I was being very specific with what I was looking for. So to be able to have that blank slate, I think, was helpful for her. And she's a photographer, so she kind of knew what she was working with.
Yeah, absolutely. And knowing that you actually have somebody that actually helps out with that on a basic client basis,
right.
Giving them the raw photos is kind of like
not.
A complete, no. like, voodoo.
Yeah.
But
they don't just be like, trust me, you don't want them.
Right.
Oh, why is my forehead so red while the rest of me is this way? Well, it's because the light was hitting you a certain way and I haven't been able to adjust it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I can fix all of this.
Yes.
Just let me do it, please.
Yeah,
just,
give me a minute.
Exactly. Yeah. And some of those adjustments, David, can be made with AI.
Yes.
And I'm on the fence as to whether I consider AI and photography to be a benefit or a detriment.
It depends on what you're doing. I have actually, AI has been integrated in with the Adobe products that I use. And if you actually go under the Nicole Gallery, there is a photo in there where the family is sitting on the on the dock. And there was a pole right in between mom and dad. And all I had to do was like literally just highlight it with this AI program, and it took it out, and you can't even tell the difference.
It's crazy.
It does make our jobs a little bit easier, but I've also had it where it goes the other way.
Yeah.
And you go to adjust it, and all of a sudden you hit that, and then you got a light pole out up in the middle of the sky, and you're like,
what?
No, undo. I'm going to have to go in and manually do all this. Yeah. So it just kind of, it can be a blessing and a curse at the same time.
It's not perfect.
So.
Yeah. I think I saw on your website a special for back to school.
Yeah, as of right now, until the end of August, if you actually book me with a deposit, you can save up to 30% on all of my packages. And all my packages actually come with prints. The more time you actually book, the larger your photo package is. You'll also receive a flash drive with a personal use photo release, so you can actually print anywhere if that's what you'd like to do. I also back up your photos for up to 1 year. And again, I also guarantee my shoots.
That's pretty good. I've never heard that before, so that's amazing. I see like kind of event photography too.
I've had a lot of events in the past month and a half since I actually went full-time. I didn't even mention yet. I actually went full-time, left my career about 5 weeks, 6 weeks ago to do this full-time.
Nice. Congratulations. That's exciting and maybe a little nerve-wracking at the same time.
I would say it's scary and a lot of ups and downs. I mean, I was literally in the shower last night, and I'm going, what am I doing?
Yeah. You'll question your sanity often, trust me.
Almost on a daily basis, to be honest with you.
Yep.
I'm curious, David, what brought you to that decision?
I didn't really like the way that my company I was working for was going. And with a lot of the cloak and dagger and a lot of changes without it being filtered down to me or to my coworkers, it just kind of put me on edge. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking at other places Oh yeah. They looked like they were going to offer me more money, but then I wasn't getting overtime or I wasn't getting this, getting that. And I was talking to my best friend and she basically just told me, why don't you just work for yourself? You have your photography business. So I was just like, can I make that work? So I did some thinking, and I'm like, you know what? I can give myself roughly 6 months to try to see what I can do with this. So that's what I'm currently doing.
Your wife's involved as well?
Yeah, she as much as she can. We actually had some medical stuff come up this past week. Hopefully things will actually work out for the better. But she is 100% supportive. She understands what I'm trying to do. And plus, she likes the fact that I can help out with our small little farm at the house, too. So I'm home more often, able to help take care of the animals.
Yeah, great. When I get into photography, the reason why I get into photography is because I wanted to shoot events and sports. I wanted to shoot concerts. I wanted to shoot sports. And I've been able to do a lot of that. Now I'm finding I enjoy photographing people because it takes me out of my comfort zone. And I know there is a skill to that. When you're dealing with not just an individual, but maybe a family or a group, if you're doing a corporate shoot, you're dealing with a group of people there. You also shoot boudoir photography.
Yes.
And getting an individual in that situation to feel comfortable with you enough to let their true selves show is a skill in itself.
It's even tougher with me being a male photographer because not everybody is comfortable with a male photographer. What I tell all my clients is I actually offer a one-hour consult beforehand, before we even schedule your date. I encourage you to bring a friend with you to help you feel more comfortable with me. If that's not possible, I try to schedule you to where my wife is present. And if that's not possible, I also have a body cam that I can actually wear to make sure that everything is a six-star event for everybody involved. If I have to have adjustments done or anything like that, before I even get anywhere near you, I'll be like, is it okay to touch? This is what I need to adjust. Yeah. And if you don't want that, I'll be like, well, if you can you take that piece of hair, kind of pull it back this way? Then I'll work with you that 100%. I want you to be 100% comfortable mm-hmm. on what we're doing, because I am there to help you feel better about yourself. You really can't see the photos online because, well, the nature of the photos. If you see it says, sorry, private, with my dog hanging out the side of my car, normally that's what those are, is they're locked accounts for my clients only. I protect your privacy. Your photos do not go anywhere that you don't want them to, because if they do end up getting out, it's not for me. And I want to make sure that everything is above board when it comes along those lines.
Do you have a studio?
I am currently building a studio. Cool. The photos in the boudoir aspect of my website that you see was actually done in my living room with my wife present. And okay. She says it's the funniest thing ever to see me trying to recreate some of these poses for my clients. Because I'll be on the coffee table, I'll have my hands out in front of me with my butt up in the air. And she just sits there and she'll stand behind me and she'll go, click with her phone.
I was going to say, I definitely would do that.
Or I'll be on the floor trying to arch my back. I mean, to let everybody know that's listening right. to this, I'm 275 pounds. I'm not a very, and 6 foot. I'm not a very small guy. So trying to arch my back in a boudoir type style is quite comical to actually hear, or actually to see and to experience.
That must release the tension in the room. Like, so like you're trying to do it. So you're like,
oh, absolutely. And
little giggles out. So yeah, you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll also be 100% honest with my clients. I've purchased different posing styles and I'll let everybody go through these posing books and they'll be like, oh, I want to try this one. And yeah, let's go right ahead and do it. If I feel it's not going to be very flattering, I will let you know, but I will encourage you to try it.
Yeah.
Because I could be wrong. I could be 100% wrong. I want you to feel 100% about yourself. And if you don't like it, I delete it right off the camera. So there is absolutely no proof of it whatsoever.
Right.
So I try to work with you as much as I possibly can.
One more thing I'm seeing on your website, the black light and neon paint photography.
That's one of my favorite ones.
That looks incredible.
So much fun.
Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite shoots to actually do. We encourage you to come to studio, where we allow you to make a complete and utter mess. We provide the paint, we provide the black lights, and all you got to do is just not wear white. Please don't wear white.
ruins the whole thing.
Yeah, it just washes everything out. We encourage you to bring a change of clothes with you because you'll get a one-hour shoot. $350 covers you and a friend. It's $50 for every person after that to cover the extra paint and cleanup. And you can sit there and just completely make a mess. And it can be a lot of fun because the more paint, the brighter the photos, and just the more wow factor there is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you're on that page, Pam, but there's a couple trying to do a heart like you and Sarah do in all of our
Does
photos.
It look like a potato?
It totally looks like a potato.
Sarah and I.
So it's not just you
trying
two.
Trying to do the heart.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's
we're
funny.
Making a potato. That is not a heart.
So. That's awesome. Actually, that was my my old website's background for the longest time. But when I actually changed gears and directions, I went with the website you see now.
Yeah, you and Sarah are so much better at it now.
We have to really focus.
That's
on
right.
It takes a little time. I did notice that a lot of people really liked having the paint in their hair. So you'll see a couple different photos where people's hands are in their hair and you can see their hair all like covered in paint.
It's so cool. Very different. Nothing that you really see very often. So.
And the great thing with this, too, is it also kind of bleeds into the boudoir aspect as well.
Yeah.
When it comes to the blacklight and neon, if you are over 18, we allow you to bear as much skin as you feel comfortable. So, like I said, we want to make sure that you're 100% comfortable in your own skin with what we're doing. And that if you just want regular clothing, family photo shoot, absolutely. If you want to do more of a boudoir and have more of those risky photos, we can do that as well.
You literally shoot everything.
I know. There's so much here.
So yeah. I have fun with what I do.
Anything else about Evidence of You photography that you would like our listeners to know, David?
Well, as of right now, the only event that I currently have set up is in September for the Paranormal and Horror Convention up in Augusta. They actually were kind enough to extend a media pass to me, or a press pass to me, to be able to go up and photo shoot for the 2 days of the event that is up there. So if you have the opportunity to come up, find me, get a free digital photo, and we'll go from there. Also, with fall coming, I am also booking for fall photos and family shoots. Those are extremely popular mm-hmm. about this time of year. And sometime in November, I will be doing a Christmas mini session. So if that's something that you're interested in, send me a message. I'll get you on my mailing list, and we'll get you set up.
Yeah, this is the time of year people start scheduling photo shoots for sure. They make great gifts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think for the fall, if you promote it like, you know, free pumpkin spice latte with every photo shoot, you're not going to be able to keep up with the demand.
Either that, or I'll be like, I'll offer you free pumpkin seasoning for everything you're doing.
Right. Scratch and sniff photos. Pumpkin spice.
One more thing I actually did want to include is that with the online galleries, you can, like I stated, you can actually order your prints right there. So you can take the hassle away from trying to send photos to family members, save yourself that postage stamp, and allow your family members to choose what photos they want printed.
All right.
So that everybody's happy all the way around.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
David, we like to close out the show with a little segment called Three Random Questions.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
We ask you questions that have absolutely nothing to do with your business or photography. This is my current favorite. You and a friend go to a casino. You run out of money.
It's starting to look very real right now. Yep. So,
your friend gives you $50 to gamble with. You win $100,000. Do you share any of it with your friend?
Yes, and here's the reason why. Because I didn't have that money to begin with. They gave me the extra $50 knowing that they were probably going to lose it. And if I won big, I would definitely share with them. Because if they didn't give it to me, I would have never won.
Off the top of your head, how much are you giving them?
I'd probably give them about half, because I wouldn't have had the money if it wasn't for them to begin with.
All right. If you could turn any mundane activity into an Olympic sport, minus photography, because that's not mundane, what would you win gold in?
Oh, shoot. I would have to say probably sitting and death scrolling on the couch. I feel like I have undiagnosed ADHD. So if I put my butt on that couch, nothing gets done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I almost ended up in that black hole yesterday when I was trying to work on the studio a little bit. I'm like, if I sit down, I'm not getting back up.
I think you're going to face a lot of competition. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
In that category.
I seem to find those big categories that everybody's in. So
yeah, no doubt about it. All right, David, final question. Putting your photography skills aside, what could you teach someone to do today with 100% certainty?
Driving a tractor trailer.
Ooh.
Right on.
Oh, all right.
I have over 18 years experience driving a tractor trailer. I was an instructor for people who just got their license before I ended up leaving my previous career.
All right.
What would your number one tip be for someone that says, I want to get into truck driving?
Run. No,
don't do it.
Truck driving is a lot of fun. If you're getting into it to see the country, you're getting into it for the wrong reasons. You're going to see the country, but you're going to see it from the highway.
Yeah.
You're not going to see the landmarks. You're not going to see a lot of touristy areas, which I thought I was going to. But it has actually allowed me to transfer and be all over the place, the United States and everything. It is a good way to make money. But the direction that trucking's going right now, and with a lot of the uncertainty, it can be really tough to get into, especially with the economy, because your paycheck relies on the economy. If there's no freight, there's no paycheck. Yeah. So it kind of makes it more difficult.
Yeah.
What was the worst city to drive in?
You know, I actually felt more comfortable in New York City than I did in Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah. Philadelphia has a lot of dark areas, especially in their industrial area. And I would literally lock my doors in Philly, but I would forget to lock my doors in New York. Yeah. So, which I really don't want to admit that, but that just tells you how comfortable I felt in the two different cities.
Yeah.
Chicago, traffic-wise, was horrendous.
Yeah.
And New York can take you almost a half a day to get through, even though it's only 13 miles long.
I've done a few long road trips, and if I am going through New York, I plan it, so I'm going through it at like 3 a.m.
Well, that's the great thing about me being a previous truck driver is that I could route you around that and save you so much time. I could literally rattle off highways from here to Texas without any issue.
Yeah, there you whatsoever. Go, Pam.
Yeah, so. I used to live in Texas, and the first trip that I made after I moved down there, we had our office that I worked at was shut down for about 2.5 weeks, and I asked for a couple days on the tail end, the beginning and front end, beginning and back end of that shutdown, so I could have 3 weeks. And I drove from Texas to Florida to Maine and then back to Texas. And I've done the Texas to Maine.
And that alone, especially for somebody who's not used to driving all the time, your shoulder must have been killing you.
Like, my shoulder?
Well, for me and my wife took 30 days and traveled the United States for our honeymoon.
Nice.
And awesome. I did all the drive. Well, I did most of the driving. And as we got about 4,000 miles in, I'm a left-handed driver, so my shoulder was just killing me. And my wife was like, do you want me to drive? And I'm like, sure, but you're afraid of heights and we're coming into the Rockies, so let's go ahead and do it. So I let her drive, and she's over there white knuckling it all the way down as we're going down these mountains. And it was the funniest thing. I've got photos of me taking a selfie with the two of us, and she's over there. You just see her white knuckling.
She's not looking anywhere but the road.
Right. And even though we've got 4 lanes of travel and we're in the third lane over, and we've got 20, 30, 40 feet over on our right side, but it was definitely enjoyable. So
it wasn't I just would get antsy. Like I would, my legs, like kind of almost like restless leg thing. I'd be like, okay.
Sitting still a lot. Well, some advice from somebody who's used to being in a truck for 11 to 14 hours a day. Don't be afraid to stop and get out, get the blood pumping, get the oxygen.
I had to, because my dog was with me most of the time. So I would have to get out and let her out and walk around and stuff. But yeah, I would do, I was relentless. I was like, I need to get where I want to go. And 10, 12, 14 hours of drive time. But I would get out and, you know, use the bathroom and get a snack.
Back when I was 17, I drove from Seattle, Washington to Rumford, Maine. In a 1980 Ford Fairmont station wagon by myself. I only had my license for like a week. I was still on a paper card.
Oh, wow.
I did that in 4 days. So I definitely feel you there.
Yeah.
David, great stuff. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, like I said, thanks for having me. This was actually a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We try to make it that way. Not everyone has a good time here. I'm just kidding. Everybody has a good time, right, Pam?
Yeah, except when I have to read the news. Sarah, I miss you.
Evidenceofyou.com is the website. We want to thank Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.
And I will say I have bitten